Hello and welcome to the Thursday, July 26th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Let's start today with a Microsoft security announcement. Yes, Microsoft today released a security announcement out of order, and it's not really a Microsoft announcement. It really affects Oracle software. Last week, we mentioned that Oracle released its July critical patch update. As part of that, there was a patch for Fusion middleware, which included a fix for Oracle's outside in libraries. Now, you may never have heard about outside in libraries, but what they're doing is that they're parsing something like 500 different file formats and essentially make the text available for indexing. So whenever you have software that indexes, for example, PDFs or other document formats like that, there is a chance that Oracle outside in libraries are involved. For Microsoft in particular, this is Microsoft Exchange Server 2007 and 2010, as well as the Fast Search Server 2010 for SharePoint. If you have these products installed, then you need to apply the Oracle patch. Now, we became aware of the issue in part because Microsoft released this particular article, but it really affects a lot more than just Microsoft because there's other software that uses this particular library. And just a couple names here from the CERT advisory, it lists them all, but for example, Cisco Software, Access Data, McAfee, for example, is affected by that, probably because they do the same thing as Microsoft does, where they try to open all these documents in order to index the content of the document. An exploit would use a malicious document and then would be able to execute arbitrary code as whoever is running the library. And remember, this may not necessarily run as a low privileged user, but this may run as part of your Exchange server. There are a total of 13 different vulnerabilities that are patched here that affect different file formats. Overall, I recommend that you keep a close eye on this library and try to inventory it. My suspicion is that we will see more vulnerabilities now that sort of people's attention is focused on this library, because with all these parsers, there's a really good chance that there will be additional vulnerabilities in the future. But then, of course, the big news item today was Apple's release of Mountain Lion or OS 10.8, and Apple also released Safari 6. And let me start with that first, because that affects really everybody more or less that's running any version of OS 10. Safari release 6 does fix a number of important security bugs, so you definitely should apply it. It also does add a couple of new features. For example, HTTPS URLs now look a little bit different. The HTTPS part is highlighted, and if you click on the HTTPS, there's a little lock next to it, then you will be able to find out more about the certificate. In the older version of Safari, that was sort of a little bit hidden in the upper right-hand corner and hard to spot. Other things, there's now, for example, the password save feature got redone a little bit. If you're running Mountain Lion, you're supposed to also be offered random passwords. I haven't had a chance to test that yet. And if you're using any extensions, these extensions are now able to figure out if you're using the private browsing mode, and they can respectively then send less data to the server. Mountain Lion itself, of course, is a major update for OS X. Probably the most prominent security feature here is Gatekeeper. Gatekeeper sort of implements an iOS-like whitelisting where you can tell the system not to install any software unless it comes from Apple's App Store or is signed with a valid Apple developer certificate. So there are really three settings here. The most restrictive one, only allows software from the App Store. The second, and I believe that's the default, if I checked that right on my system, the default is that it has to be at least signed with a valid Apple developer certificate, but you could have downloaded it from somewhere else. And then you can remove the restriction. You do have to be an administrator in order to change these restrictions. The only sort of major problem I ran into on my test system so far is that Mac ports is having issues on Mountain Lion, but there are some workarounds for that if you look for it. Other than that, my security software so far had no real problems with Mountain Lion. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.